Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
The bright lights of Christmas. The ageless face of benevolence. The timeless face of innocence. The hopes and the prayers. The season of goodwill. Whoever you are, wherever you may be, the season's greetings. Be in good health and in good cheer throughout the coming year.
For a very merry blend of music and musings on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? We're going to take on that crazy cultural cacophony, as usual. We've got from the looming government shutdown to a pair of so-called coveted gigs on either coast that no one seems to want. And dare we say a smell of impeachment in the air? We'll talk. We are. Feeling a little under the weather, this stressness, how to decompress. We've got some jump starts for you, including music. Your Forgotten 45, a holiday flair, a couple of nods to the 2019 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Inspiration to Action Challenge success stories in the mailbag, and you in the mix. Are you listening live? It is Friday, December 14th. 2 p.m. out west, 4 o'clock central, 5 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Twitter is 24/7, as you know, so jump in when it works for you live or on podcast at AB Writes. If you find yourself listening live to the broadcast today, as so many people are doing more and more each week, and I love it, avail yourself of the entire social media platforms, including Twitter and the phone line. You've got the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box, too, so have at us the way it works for you. It's all being helmed by our very frenetic and festive TCS crew, Trudy Aurora, there in the booth, and Mella headquarters. The show today is brought to you in part by Old Navy. It's time to fall in for holiday styles and savings at Old Navy. By Panera, the way food should be, now delivered. MVP Health Plans, it's health coverage designed by you, for you, and by our pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. So grab yourself that cup of joe. Maybe a nip or two of eggnog or hot apple cider. Let's get going, because it's Friday, and guess what? I'm in love! Welcome to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2019 with The Cure.
I don't care if Well, young lady, what's your name?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Kris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all I hear the reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children here all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Thank you.
Classic Christmas music from Darlene Love on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. And Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. For Shay, for Johnny C, for Hangover, and for Pearly, just coming in on Twitter saying, hey, listening live, I love the sound. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Pearly. Always appreciate it. Here comes Santa Claus from Elvis for Bonnie, and getting down to Surreal Reality in Washington, D.C. with the Beach Boys and Shutdown. Yeah, they may have a government shutdown next week. Can you imagine? Talk about being a Grinch before Christmas. It's all over the spending bill and the wall. Once again, Donald Trump, his real and imagined wall. One minute he says the wall's already done. Next minute he says he's going to get the wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. Maybe they won't pay for it. Who the heck knows? But he's hanging in there and looking crazy, looking sweaty and nervous, unraveling. Is he unraveled on that? Is he coming unraveled as Michael Cohen, his former fixer, just got sentenced to 3 years in prison? Michael Flynn's sentencing is coming up this week. The Mueller probe seems to be crushing in on him. I don't know. I mean, he's managed to, Phil Rucker in the Washington Post call it, shuck and jive his way out of trouble every other time he's ever been in trouble for 72-plus years on this earth. But I don't know. As I said last week, I think he's going to rue the day that he bothered to run for president. His ego got in the way of it. All those years he threatened to run, but he knew somehow it wasn't going to work. And something kept him from doing it. He went in, and certainly Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, they're regretting it, because they'd be grifting in plain sight today if it wasn't for Donald Trump, and so would he without any impunity, but here we go. And, of course, The Cure, too. They're freshly minted Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, class of 2019, on their second try Friday. I'm in Love. We'll peruse the list of the other entrance and play some of their songs as time permits, because we got a busy show going. Love to get you in the mix. What's on your mind? Twitter is AB Wright's. Phone line is 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself listening live on Friday, December 14th, we also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open for the live listeners. So have at us. Some really harrowing news today that came out of Newtown, Connecticut. Sandy Hook Elementary, this is the sixth anniversary of that horrible massacre, basically, and they had a bomb threat called in. It turned out to be nothing, thankfully, but they evacuated the school just to make sure, just in case. The Newtown police told CNN that the police didn't believe it was a credible threat, but authorities and the principal thought evacuating would be good out of an abundance of caution. It was also easier to sweep an empty school building with bomb-sniffing dogs. There was no danger to the public, but what a harrowing reminder of that horrible day when 26 people, young children, and staff members lost their lives. Wow. Someone in America, this is still a big, big problem. Think about it. It's a great song. Painful, but beautiful.
The last thing that my father saw when he was still alive was a gun in the hands of a sick young man with bright blue eyes. A man who looked just like me, as far as anyone else could see. A stranger, not an enemy. And my mother watched it all. That was the last thing that she saw. Somewhere in America, a phone is about to ring, and nothing can prepare you for the news it's gonna bring, and nothing ever changes, just the names in the faces. Somewhere in America, a phone is about to ring, an unlucky break, wrong time, wrong place. I've heard them all so many times. If your dad had had a gun of his own, maybe they'd still be alive. Clear. to change. Or you can fight to stay the same. Somewhere in America, the news is about to break. Nothing can prepare you for the toll it's gonna take. And nothing in a location somewhere in America, the news is about to break. How long is too long before the words you can't say just speak for you? The years have been kind, Mom. I got a son now of my own. When I think of what I'll tell them happened to you, I still don't know.
On your dreams. the one they pick, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would try, look at them and
incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
Was denied. Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice justice and freedom demand.
But light one candle for the wisdom to know when the peacemaker died in their hand. Don't let the light go out, it's passing for so many years. Don't let the light go out, they're trying to find a liberty.
Light one candle for the strength that we need to never become our own foe. And light one candle for those who are suffering, pain we learned so long ago.
Light one candle for all we believe in, that anger not tear us apart. Light one candle to bind us together with peace and the song in our hearts.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Light One Candle on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Great send-up to Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, that one for Harry and Melanie. Yeah, it came early this year, but hopefully those lights will shine on and on through the coming year and beyond for all of us. Teach Your Children, great Crosby, Stills, Nash song done live at the Grand Ole Opry circa 1994 by Susie Boggess and Kathy Mattea, and that heartbreaking beauty from the alternate roots, Somewhere in America. This is the 6th anniversary of the Sandy Hook Massacre, in which 26 children and teachers and staff members were killed. And today, on that anniversary, a bomb threat evacuated that school. Perilous times continue Indeed. It is the Amy Beth Erkley Show. I'd love to hear what's on your mind. Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. Yeah, we have the Facebook page, popping the chat box open too. And the question is, there are a couple of these coveted gigs on either coast that nobody seems to want. One is the Oscar host after Kevin Hart was, I guess he was fired, basically, because of those homophobic comments that he tweeted about and then his non-apology apology. Now they can't seem to find anybody. We'll talk more about that later. And the other one, of course, is in D.C., the chief of staff to Donald Trump. John Kelly, on his way out, apparently they thought this guy Nick Ayers, who is currently the chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence, I guess he got sick of checking Mike Pence's pulse. He wants to go back to Georgia. He said he would take the job as a temp position for a couple of months, but he really wants to spend time with his family. This is a savvy 36-year-old multimillionaire political consultant. He knows this is a deadly gig. Nobody seems to want it. Latest to turn it down without being offered the job was Chris Christie. Apparently Christie was at the White House a couple of times. They talked about it, but he was on a list, but he wants to take himself off the list. I wonder if that's sort of like an ass-covering move, so to speak. In other words, just in case I'm not going to be offered it, I'll just say I don't want it. I don't know. But anyway, he's out, and so many people are saying they don't want it. Of course, Donald Trump says there are at least 10 or 12 qualified people who do want it because everybody wants to work in his White House. Mm-hmm. The latest name to pop up is Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, who is the secret, supposedly shadowed chief of staff already. But this guy, what are his credentials? Lately, he is known as a flunky to MBS, the Saudi crown prince, who, of course, was behind the murdering, the brutal murdering of journalist Khashoggi, and also his criminal justice reform proposal, which, of course, everybody in the Trump orbit seems to be very intrigued by criminal justice reform all of a sudden. I kind of wonder why. So who do you think is going to take the gig? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box open as well. Got a few folks chiming in. Mary says, this breaking, my family dog Bella wants to announce that she is declining Trump's chief of staff position. When we asked her reason, she just turned tail and went to fall asleep in front of the fireplace. Jury says that David Korn from Mother Jones said that if Bossy turns Trump down for the chief of staff position, Alex Jones may be next in line. Oh, yeah, that would be a winner, right? it's crazy. Who is going to wind up getting that gig? How about Rudy Giuliani? So says Benich. Says there are two peas in a crazy pod. Who do you think should get the job, and who do you think would take the job? Because it's sort of kind of doomed. As Michael Cohen would say, the job would be something that you'd have to manage, manipulate, and probably cover up Trump's dirty deeds. Got it for you, Oski. It's the Joan Jett version of Dirty Deeds, done dirt cheap, on the Amy Beth Arkaway Show.
when you were before. Couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
Creeping to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2019 on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. And Joan Jett, rocker chick already inducted a couple of years back and doing AC/DC's classic Dirty Deeds. That version for you, Oski. Trudy found it for you. Indeed, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2019. A whole bunch of folks being inducted this time, more than they usually have. I think we have seven groups or artists going in. The Cure, as we mentioned, Def Leppard. The Cure on its second turn. Radiohead on their second try, I should say. Def Leppard, Stevie Nicks, and Roxy Music all on their first eligibility. Stevie Nicks, of course, already a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with Fleetwood Mac, this time as a solo artist. Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson's baby sister, gets it in, third time lucky for her. And the Zombies, Rod Argent and the Gang, number four. Time of the season, indeed. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show.
It's the time of the season. Love runs high in the dark. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised land,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
Let's hope it.
Crossroads over if we want it. Come on, Yoko Ono, the classic Ono band, her classic Happy Christmas, War is Over. I'm Amy Beth Arkawisho, Time of the Season from the Zombies. Last Saturday, December 8th, marked the 38th anniversary of John Lennon's tragic death. And you know, I wrote an article some years ago about John Lennon and the anniversary, one of the anniversaries of his death. I think it was the 29th, and it got circulated, syndicated through various places, including the Atlantic Wire. So I get called upon to do these radio shows, and we did a whole bunch of them on Saturday, reflecting on John Lennon, his meaning, his life, his work, his legacy. And boy, oh boy, my main comment is, can't believe it's been all those many years, first of all. But also, we really could use John, his love, his talents, his wit, his humanity. And it's up to us to channel all of that love that we all have to counter the darkness that's out there. And it's out there, but there's also great stuff and love out there. I just saw this very, it was really kind of devastating to me. There was anti-Semitic paraphernalia and words decimating buildings on SUNY Purchase, which is a campus very close to where I grew up, just on the last night of Hanukkah, and it just was heartbreaking. It really is. But how do you counter all that hatred that's coming out from under the cesspools and the lagoon? You have to fight it with love, not more vitriol. So I'm asking everybody on all sides to kind of take it down several notches and think about, you know, think before we speak. Be kind. Listen more. Don't just be quick trigger. Try to listen to the other side and really understand it. We got to find some common ground. We really do. And we have to find some good candidates in all parties to run and take the mantle back for our values, because we're kind of in a free fall right now. But we can recover, but it's going to take some effort, and we can't just let it slide, because there's no guarantee. This great American democracy, this experiment, a lot of other empires have fallen, if you know what I'm saying. Twitter feed is AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Questions at hand. The stakes are real high, but who the heck is going to be the chief of staff for Donald Trump third time around? And who's going to host the Oscars? That's another thing. Kevin Hart pulled out or was kicked out, and now nobody seems to want it. Sex McFarlane in Esquire magazine the other day just said nobody wants it. He hosted a couple of years ago, and I think he was pretty good. He got mixed reviews. They always get mixed reviews. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I think he did a pretty good job, but he says he did it in 2013, I believe. He said, no one wants the job. He says, look, it's a gig that has all eyes on it, and when you're doing something that's that much in the spotlight with that much focus on it, that much intensity, you're going to have a lot of opinions from a lot of people. I'm trying to think of the last time that I read a review of the Oscars the next day where everyone was raving about it. It's been a long time. Maybe it was back when Bob Hope did it. I don't know. Or even Billy Crystal. I mean, Billy Crystal was on a run for a while, and then he fell out of favor, and I forgot who they have after that. Maybe they should bring him back. Or Whoopi Goldberg, who did it a few times. It's kind of a thankless gig, though. It's hard. And you can't please everybody. And now, of course, with social media, everybody's a critic. Everybody chimes in. The show does go too long, no matter who. They're talking about maybe doing it without a host. I think they tried that once. But you kind of need somebody to center it, I think. So pick somebody who's a pretty good fit. Kevin Hart was not the person, I guess, although he's refashioned himself as more of a mainstream comedian, but I guess he said some pretty outrageous things. And all comedians, to be fair, say outrageous things as part of their job. You know, they push the limit. He did apologize for these tweets, which apparently, and I didn't really know anything about them, were horrific and very anti-gay, to the point where it wasn't even funny. But his attitude was kind of snarky. He was like, well, I apologize. What am I supposed to do? Sort of half asleep while he videotaped himself saying, you know, if you can't accept it, you can't accept it. And then he was asked to leave. And now they haven't found a replacement since, so who the heck's going to do it? Ellen DeGeneres, who also hosted it once, says she probably won't host it. She's another one who could be, you know, a middle-of-the-roader. It's Whoopi, it's Ellen DeGeneres, Billy Crystal. Those are the kind of people I could think of. Stephen Colbert, did he do it once? I know Letterman did it once, too. Not much success. But they did a list of some of the other contenders, and they said they all said controversial things. Well, every comedian has said controversial things. It's a question of how it's received and also how you respond to the controversy and how you evolve over years. Things that are now in fashion weren't so much in fashion before. I get that too, right? Sometimes you have to be sympathetic to context, as we were talking about last week with Baby It's Cold Outside. Speaking of which, I guess we had this conversation, and I think it's still a bunch of hooey, but I understand if it really does trigger people, maybe you could take it off the playlist, because playlists are refreshed, revamped all the time, and songs fall off favor, and that's okay sometimes. And somebody said, what's the harm in giving it a rest? I kind of agree with that. But we have a great alternative to it. It has been revised and refreshed in its own way
from the Holderness family, a group that does some pretty fun satires. This one's called Baby, Just Go Outside. Amy Beth Arquisha, give a listen.
I really can't stay.
Okay, you're free to go.
I've got to go away.
Understood, no means no.
This evening has been
super appropriate.
So very nice.
But I do understand consent.
My mom will start to worry.
Definitely text her right
and
now.
Will be pacing the floor.
Here's the code and there is the
so
door.
Really I'd better scurry.
I am gonna stand over
now
here.
Maybe just a half a drink
you
more.
Are in control.
The neighbors might think.
Invite them over if you like.
Say, what's in this drink?
Nothing but Sprite.
I wish I knew how.
Just walk right out
to
the door.
Break the spell.
I do know how to spell harassment.
I honestly, no, no, no.
I
sir.
Hear you loud and
at
clear.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
I'm trying super
I really
hard.
Can't
please
say.
Just go out, baby.
Ah,
just go outside.
Simply must go.
Uber is right outside.
The answer is no.
Seriously, right outside.
The welcome has been.
I'll walk you to
so
the curb.
Nice and warm.
But totally consensual.
Sit down to be talked tomorrow.
Hopefully not about
at least
us.
There will be plenty implied.
Please do not imply anything.
I really can't stay.
Baby, just go out.
Baby,
just go.
Baby,
just go outside.
Oh, my God. It's snowing. It's snowing!
List next, right? John Mellencamp doing I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus on the Amy Beth Arquish Show, and you've got adultery, you've got corrupting a minor, child abuse possibly. I mean, they can come up with anything, can't they? And the Holderness family, they're having some fun with that classic, Baby, It's Cold Outside, Baby, Just Go Outside. The Uber is right outside. I love it. You got to have a little fun. I just read an article by a psychologist who said that Santa Claus has got some serious mental issues. I mean, really, seriously. Did we not know this? He's a voyeur, for one thing. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He's making that list and all that stuff. He's paranoid. He's obviously undisciplined because he's overweight. He's got all kinds of problems. And by the way, he's also lazy. He only works one day a year. That's not really true, though, because it takes a lot of organization at the poll. He's coming out. That's the big finale, the one day of the year. But making all the toys and organizing it, that's a whole big deal, right? Taking it to the extreme, this political correctness, what will be next? And who will be next when it comes to hosting the Oscars? And President Trump's chief of staff. Weigh in, Twitter feed AD Riots, phone line 347-857-4505. For the live listeners on Friday, December 14th, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also up for grabs. On the Oscar host, we got a couple of folks. I love this one. Who is saying this? This is so funny. Cynthia says, Oscar host 2019, Statler and Waldorf from The Muppets, The Grumpy Old Men. I love that one. That's a good... That is a good pair. Mary says, who will host the Oscars? My vote, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. It would be a ratings bonanza. Rangelina, Jennifer, whatever they called it, right? Jennifer, what, I don't know. I forget what they called it there. No, that was when she was dating somebody else. Never mind. How about Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, if I can get it wrong every time? So says Linda. Okay, folks are coming up with some good ones. But so far, no real takers. No real takers in the Oscar hunt, and no real takers with the chief of staff either. So who knows who it will be. Maybe they'll bring back Reince, or how about Sean Spicer? So says Joshi. Sean Spicer. Yeah, I don't know. Last seen hiding in the bushes trying to sell his book. Newt Gingrich, somebody said. Ivanka seems to want him. I'm not so sure if that's true. Newt Gingrich kind of has that alpha personality. I think he would last like a week. And probably Chris Christie would be under the same banner of that. And I guess Christie knew that, and that's why he kind of bowed out before he was not even chosen, which I think is interesting. But a lot of folks have taken him out of the race. Steve Mnuchin has said he doesn't want to do it. Mark Meadows in Congress, I thought at one point, was going to do it, and they said they think he's too combative. But let's face it. Who is going to be the chief of staff, whoever's in that position, is Donald Trump himself. That's the problem. That's why nobody wants it. I mean, craziness indeed. Twitter feed is AV Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. And again, we have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open. Let's do up our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story. It's Carolyn, in Freeport, Maine. She says she's delving headfirst into a memoir. I'm doing the challenge first sporadically, now tenaciously. I also journal. Thank you very much for that advice, both morning and evening. It really does help to process things. All right. Yeah, I got to get myself back into a regular journaling schedule, too, because, frankly, between you and me, Carolyn, and everybody else, I myself have some difficulty sometimes getting myself into what I call writer's head. You got to show up at that page, and sometimes if you slack off, it's hard to get yourself back into it. So adhere to it, and you'll do it. Good for you, Carolyn. Keep going, and please keep us posted. If you've been working on the Inspiration to Action Challenge and it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out for your success story, because you deserve it, because I know it's hard work. But also, you're helping each other. You know, you're helping encourage other people to get back on that creative force, so to speak. So please reach out, and we will do that and shout you out to the world. But you need some cajoling. You need a little creativity push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one's on me. Give me a few weeks to connect. We're getting close to the holiday break. I'm going to take a couple of weeks off, but I will certainly give you a primer on the challenge, some other tips and tricks. Do so via the website. It's amybetharkawy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed, or you can just Google us and be in touch, and we'll get you back on that track, I hope. And also, you can peruse my stories while you're at the website, the Eliza Gordon Mystery, some other goodies up for grabs, great stocking stuffers, gifts for the reader, mystery lover in your life, and maybe you want to catch up on the holidays. You got a few days off to just read and delve into a book or two. Some good reads there. And you can also chime in with your guest suggestions. Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests. It's one-stop shopping at the website, amybetharkawy.com. And, of course, we also have links to the podcast. So there you go. Are we almost ready to wrap things up? I guess we are. Big jam-filled show. Thank you so much for joining us. TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, for putting things together. Thank you. And don't forget, you can reach out on social media. You can friend me on Facebook, follow our producer Trudy Hart on Twitter, Radio Trudy. Follow me on Twitter for the 24/7 conversation at AD Writes. And whatever you do, wherever you go, drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back, won't you? On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, we'll leave you with Dan Fogelberg and at Christmas time. Take care. I love you.
the solstice. At Christmas time we raise our hearts and celebrate the solstice. At Christmas time we welcome friends and give good cheer at the season. At Christmas time we welcome friends and give good cheer at the season. At Christmas time we lift our glass and toast the health of our loved one. At Christmas time we lift our glass and toast the health of our loved one. At Christmas time we join the feast and give our thanks for the bounty. At Christmas time we join the feast and give our thanks for the bounty. At Christmas time, 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 at Christmas time. At Christmas time we join the feast and give our thanks for the bounty.
At Christmas time we praise the Lord and count his blessings so many.